Horror Stories, Classic Tales from Hoffman to Hodgson is a new book edited by Daryl Jones. He has sifted through thousands of horror stories from the 19th century and selected just 29 short stories that he believes reflects the century's greatest literary horror hits. And Daryl Jones is with me in studio now. What sent you back, Daryl, to the 19th century in search of these 29 tales? How long a project has it been in your mind?
In my mind, it's been years. Or it's been decades, I imagine. I guess if it starts somewhere, it's just I grew up in a house without very many books, but one thing we certainly had, and it was on the shelves of all of my friends as well, was at least one volume of a long-running series of books called the Pan Book of Horror Stories. I don't know if you remember these, but they were published through the 60s and 70s, and they were what they were distinguished by more than anything, I suppose, was extraordinary lurid covers, you know, with skulls on them and eyes popping out and rats and the like. And everyone seemed to have at least, there were about 30 volumes altogether. Everybody has seemed to have at least one volume. Mm. And we had a couple. And in some ways, these were, they were placed, you know, gratifyingly high up on a shelf just out of my reach. And so I knew that there was something grown up about these. This was my entry into the adult world. And, you know, they were the first grown-up books and stories I ever read. And so I thought, well, I've always had a, there's always been a place in my heart for these. And I thought, well, I would like to create one of these myself, my own Pan Book of Horror Stories. And so I did.
All right. Well, that was what happened in the 20th century, the mid to late 20th century in Wales. But here we are in the early 21st century in Dublin. What sent you back to the 19th century? Was it from your academic studies? Was that a period when you thought this is actually the birthplace, or this is where you will find the greatest treasures in the horror genre?
Well, both, as a matter of fact, you know, and what I do for a living is teach 19th century literature in Trinity. That's my subject. It's my subject of research, and so I've always been interested in these kinds of things, and so I knew, and I'm interested. I'm interested in supernatural fiction, I'm interested in genre fiction, and so I knew that the 19th century did witness the beginnings of the tradition of horror stories as we know them, you know, in periodicals and the like, and you can see the horror story taking its form across the century. So that's what took me back there.
And you have arranged the book in chronological order, and the very first story is The Sandman by E.T.A. Hoffman of Tales of Hoffman fame.
That's right.
So that Sandman story, given that it is the first story in the book and it's chronologically the earliest story, does it set a type of template for what follows?
In some ways it does, yes. It's an enormously influential story, and it, where we are there is it's on the kind of cusp of an older tradition of folklore or even a fairy tale on the one hand, and, you know, looking forward to a more modern tradition of psychological horror. It's a tale of madness on the other hand. So it's very much a story that faces both ways. So I thought it was a very good way to start.
And it's one of these classic situations of, you know, somebody that frightens you as a child will come to get you as an adult.
That's right. And it's terrifying. It genuinely is. And you know, it's one of those stories where it's a nightmare, really, given narrative form, this terrifying monstrous figure of a clockmaker or a doll maker who terrifies the narrator as a child and, as you say, haunts his life to madness.
Yeah, and is it a real thing or not? This is
what we never know. Yeah.
Now, interestingly, the book is titled Horror Stories, but three or four times in the description you just gave there, you use the word terrifying. Yeah. So, without getting into an academic treatise, because I know this is a big discussion within the book, what is the difference between terror or terrifying and horror or horrific?
This has long been the subject of discussion amongst writers and scholars of the form. So in very simple terms, horror makes you puke and terror makes you shiver. I think those are the, you know, the horror produces elements of shock or of disgust, and these things are important. Let's not deny it. Whereas terror is something more. It's more. It's almost a sense of metaphysical dread and uncertainty.
You pick one of the, you consider one of the greatest of all horror stories, and certainly I presume then the greatest within this particular volume that you've edited, W.W. Jacobs' story, The Monkey's Paw.
Yeah.
Why is that so amazing? Is it, am I puking or am I shaking?
Oh, you're shaking. You're definitely shaking. And this is one of the things that I learned unambiguously in compiling this, in thousands of stories, as you said, that I read in order to get down to this, is that atmosphere is absolutely everything. It's quite easy to shock people, but to create a genuinely unsettling atmosphere, and more than any other story, The Monkey's Paw does that, and it finishes just at the right moment.
Well, we're not going to, tell them the entire story.
Not.
But what I was, that story reminded me in some ways, you know, that Robert Service recitation about the little yellow-eyed god that haunts the guy Mad Karoo.
There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble Robert cross below the town. Okay. Yes, I do.
So the relationship between this, again, in this case, it's an object that seems to be given this type of terrorized or horrific quality.
Yes.
Just tell us a little bit more about the Jacob story, The Monkey's Paw.
Yes, that's right. An army man brings back with him from his tour of duty in India a kind of fetish. It's a mummified, dried paw of a monkey, which is said to grant three wishes. And every time one of the wishes is granted, one of the monkey's fingers closes so that in the end it makes a fist. But the problem is, beware of what you wish for, because the monkey's paw is very literal-minded in its granting of wishes.
Okay, I'm shaking even as you describe it in those terms. But interestingly enough, in that story comes up one of the, part of the reason why the 19th century is such an important period for these types of stories. It's a soldier coming back from India, so there's the colonial aspect there.
Yeah, colonial horror is a very important aspect of the 19th century. And not just horror, in throughout the genre fiction of the 19th century, the early Sherlock Holmes stories as well, things like The Speckled Band, are full of something nasty being brought back from the colonies. And I've lost count of the amount of stories that I read that opened with two colonial types in a gentleman's club. And, you know, one of them says to the other one, that reminds me of that dashed rum business in Borneo a few years ago. And then there's some awful story of cannibalism that ensues from that.
And I suppose that might explain why there's the Irish scene is so well represented. I'm sure that's your own interest as much as anything else. But we have Bram Stoker in there, Sheridan Le Fanu, and others. Is it the colonial aspect, or is there something else at play in the Irish contribution to the genre?
There's a bit of that going on. And this is a long discussed and controversial matter, I think. But one of the things that all the writers of Irish Gothic, certainly all the ones that are collected in this volume, have in common, there are four of them, which is a very high representation, is they all studied at Trinity, as a matter of fact. In other words, they were all in the 19th century.
Is that favouritism on your part?
Might be. They were all members of the Protestant ascendancy class. And I think this produced in, at the time, you know, a sense of anxiety and of kind of paranoia, that there were forces out to get them.
Finally then, Daryl Jones, what do you think 20th and 21st century horror stories owe to this 19th century tradition?
I think they are almost everything. I think the major themes of contemporary horror, from the vulnerability of the body to anxieties about science, anxieties about knowledge, to the existence or not of the supernatural, they all have their original iteration in the 19th century.
And are there more volumes to come, or is this 29, that's it for you?
Next is an edition of one writer, which is the Gothic Tales of Arthur Conan Doyle. That's what I'm working on at the moment.
So you're in the same period, but in a slightly different area. Well, the current book from Daryl Jones is called Horror Stories, Classic Tales from Hoffman to Hodgson. It's edited by Daryl Jones, who we've been speaking to, and it's published by Oxford University Press.